This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is, the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz. We're down here, Philly spring training here at Bake Air Ballpark. It's sort of nice out here now. The crowd is filtered out. People hang out at the Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
Ike's microphone's not on. Yeah.
It died.
Well, now mine's off. Now mine's hot.
All right.
Now Ike's still off. Well, I'll just tell you while we're waiting that spring training coverage is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. What about now, Ike?
Yep.
Ooh, there we go. What were you saying?
There's the sultry tones.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
That's really important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I don't even remember.
Let's do Jack's thing.
Let's do that.
Hit it, Fran.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I actually got a lot of Ike-related things in this top five.
Always. Does that mean he's safe on the text line?
Yes.
Because mostly, yeah.
Top five can't come for him and the text line.
Yeah, no. Text line's good today. It's not really attacking anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, actually more Elliot than anything. Okay. Speaking of Elliot, my fifth favorite thing that happened today. This is my top five favorite things that happened so far today.
And there's still trip to Clearwater.
There's still a night to go.
Yep.
Yeah, there's still a night to go. Number five is Elliot ripping the other Pete reporters. He got his back up.
He did.
When he mentioned Skaversky, I think that's the one that broke him.
And it should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe he works in Detroit. Like, you can't get scooped by Skaversky. Now, he has texted me privately. Other people.
Skaversky has?
No, Elliot.
Yeah, no. Do not have his number.
Skaversky has pointed out all his other scoops and that he should be. I'm going to apologize to Elliot because he actually seemed upset at the Eagles Insider of the Year thing today that I went too hard at him.
Yeah, well, and then we brought it back around McClain.
Yes.
And that's the one that I think irked him even more. Like, he said that was an obvious report.
Yes.
Which, sad to see from Elliot.
Yeah.
Again, not all of us can get the assistant offensive line, the guy that gets Jeff Statlin's coffee scoops, but someone's got to do it. So, it just was a tough scene listening to him rip other people, and I do think he's going to start punching.
Well, and to Elliot's defense again, and you know me, and Ike always stops me from doing this because I will defend the other guys.
Well,
sometimes.
No, we're okay when you defend Elliot. It's Giglio.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to defend Giglio's takes. I will just defend Giglio as a person. I don't want anyone to attack
Giglio. Yeah. Great guy.
Especially coming at Elliot with a newspaper reporter who's thumbs down for me as an entity.
Yeah.
I understand Elliot's frustration. Then again, Elliot could have come up with that Lane Johnson report and didn't.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it comes true. Maybe it doesn't come true.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't come true.
Now, it seems like informed speculation from McClain.
He mentioned a specific name, though.
Yeah, but Lane Johnson restructures every year.
Well, does a guy want to get scoops or not?
Yeah. No. Also, you could have said, whatever.
Yeah.
Not going to tell the newspaper reporter how to do his job. But he could have said, I believe Lane Johnson. It was a little too informed speculation for me. But regardless, Elliot ripping other beat reporters was a beautiful moment on the show. My fourth favorite thing that happened so far today is, I get it, when people come over with things they want us to sign when it's Ike. It's just when it's me and Spike.
Yeah.
They still want, the value of that item could not plummet any further.
It was a mini helmet.
No, but there was multiple. Like we signed. I signed
baseballs.
Three baseballs.
Yeah, softball.
Yeah, I signed my high school number just to throw everyone off.
I signed a made up number.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, I signed a made up number.
It's even better.
I signed number three because you guys are putting numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Ike signs at 5'8".
Yep.
Even though I think you should maybe do 44 one of these times and throw someone off.
Only when it's the Michigan State item.
What about the Falcons? He signed 98?
Yes. I do.
Guy.
And the rare chance I get one.
Yeah. It's just so ridiculous, the idea of us, me and Spike at least, signing baseball.
I agree. I do want to thank, we had a number of folks come out, very excited to come out and say hi.
No, what's ridiculous is you all put numbers behind your name.
Why is that?
That's ridiculous. You didn't play for a team at all.
Well, I did. I played in high school in Little League.
You didn't play for a team at all.
Okay, all right, fair
enough. And you, you are a disgrace to Bloomsburg. For a simple fact, you quit.
Whoa!
That's why I signed my high school number.
Oh, that's your high school number.
Yeah, yeah. If I want to sign number 29, which is the reason they tanked my career, I could sign that.
Okay, so if he signed his high school number, why can't I sign my high school number?
Well, because you didn't play real. Like, I was a three-year varsity.
Okay.
3 years in varsity. Okay. In two sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Bundy.
Golf. Golf counts, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It's a sport.
Get my varsity jacket. My third favorite thing that happened so far in the show, we're having a nice cordial conversation with Elliot. This moron, I know he's moron a couple times today.
This guy was a moron.
Just hanging over. It had to have been at least, if I had to guess,
he had a few.
Six beers deep. And I'm being, like, yeah. I feel like that was a right number. Just hanging over the broadcast. On the air? Yes, we're still on the air. Like I started pleading with him. I said, 5 minutes we'll be off the air, and you can come back and talk to us.
That what you said to him over there?
In a stern way.
Right, it was definitely in a stern
way. So if you want to hear this, it was during Elliot's segment between 3 and 3:15 or so. You just use the Audacy app, do rewind. Jack could tell, so the guy kept talking to us, and I mouthed on the air, and he just shook it off. And then I said out loud, while we're talking to Elliot, we are on the air. He didn't care. I took my headphones off and was going to go speak to him. That's when Jack, God bless you, stepped in, went and talked to him. So what was that conversation like?
Well, I was like, listen, we're only on the air for a couple more minutes. Can you just, for the love of all that is holy, stop saying. And that was after, by the way, they led an Eagles chant with what felt like 50 Eagles fans.
Yeah.
It might have been the whole left field ballpark, frankly. Just, it was, there's nothing worse. There's just nothing worse. And I couldn't understand why he couldn't grasp, please stop yelling into the broadcast.
I think he grasped it. He just didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't
care. That made me more mad.
Yeah.
I'll drive me up a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sickening.
Seeing Jack go up to a stranger and tell him to stop doing something, Jack must be pretty upset because that's not a Jack move.
Well, that's pretty ballsy of you.
Well, again, there's like three things that make me mad.
Yeah.
Bad driving, bad baseball, bad radio. And when they do that, that's bad radio.
There you go.
And that drives me up a wall.
All right.
The second best thing that happened so far today is there's just nothing like watching the dam break on Ike. And I know that he has sunglasses on, but I could see it in his eyes to when it's just like the whispers start, Ike Race. Ike Race is over there. And then just the flooding of photos. And like, Spike and I joked at the one break, is this the Ike Race meet and greet?
Yes.
I mean, it was almost all of the left field bleachers over here. It was waiting to take a picture with Ike and just watching it. It's like watching a dam break where there's one, and then there's the flood of people.
Yep.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
You still got it.
Listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. All the love, man. Always do. Never take it for granted. You know, I've gotten used to the groping aspect of it.
The older
women, they need to get, whatever.
Did the shot sisters take
it? Obliged. No, they usually keep their hands above the waist.
That's good.
Yeah. It's just the guys when they start to breathe on me.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's Super Bowl.
Dude, they won it, Ike. You still a fan? Well, the one guy's mad that you're wearing a Phillies hat.
Yeah, I'm like.
You want to talk about a stern conversation. Hey, sir. I get the little football team won 3 weeks ago, but he's a Phillies fan, too.
I'm at a Phillies.
He loves the Phillies.
What are we talking about here? It's about him. I probably got more Philly stuff in my closet than I do Eagle stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't wear a lot of Eagle stuff. the hoodies you saw me with this year, I just bought those.
Right.
Yeah, I just bought those in January, like, you know. So, I don't know. I Sixers Philly stuff. Yeah, I always like wearing.
The Sixers stuff's put away for a little bit.
I had the Embiid jersey. You know what I mean.
So I don't have.
I got a picture of my daughter in a Drew Holiday jersey, man.
Oh, I have a. Do I have a? I had a Drew Holiday jersey at one point. So I don't. I have more Philly stuff than anything. I haven't bought a Sixers thing since they fired Hinkie. I did. The only thing I bought since they fired Hinkie was a Corey Brewer jersey when he had that game.
Yeah.
I think he was driving Harden crazy.
Oh, he was. It was amazing.
It was a great game. I love that moment. But I haven't purchased the Sixers thing since. But yeah, I think I have more Phillies because there's a lot of Phillies hats. I'm a hat guy.
Yep. Yeah.
You know?
And summer. I don't know.
Yeah, it's summer. Red. I like red and white and blue.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Good.
Yeah. We got to get our country back.
Yep. That's exactly right.
That's two for Mike.
215-592-9494. Yeah. But the best thing that happened today is just the honor of a lifetime is in the bottom of the fifth inning. I was able to go out and shoot hot dogs with the Fanatic.
How about this?
No, we didn't see it because we were doing the show. Our job. And there's people lined up. John Brazier from the Phillies here said, hey, is it okay if Jack doesn't do his job for 15 minutes of the show? And we were like, of course, John, no problem at all.
He doesn't do his job anyway.
Yeah, and then he went and were you on the ATV with the Fanatic?
So it wasn't an ATV. It was like a flatbed kind of thing, like a little golf cart.
When they got the big hot dog shooter.
Yeah, a real shooter, too. My ears hurt for a little bit. Now, I didn't shoot any. The Fanatic, a true professional, was behind that.
No way they let you. You didn't sign a waiver.
No waiver. Yeah. No waiver. It was on a whim.
You basically just got the ride around with
the Fanatic. I just sat there.
Yeah, there you go.
I just sat there.
Waving the crowd.
Dude, it was awesome, man.
Hey, it just felt like to be on the real baseball field.
It was. Well, hold on. I did pitch at the Iron Pick Stadium. This is basically the same thing.
Did you wrap your hand around any of the wieners and put them in the gun?
No, I didn't. I did not handle the wiener.
Okay. The glizzy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was. It's just so funny to me watching the people just freak out about a $3 hot dog.
Yep. Oh yeah,
like they do about extra
t-shirts.
Large t-shirts that have
t-shirts.
The giant sponsor logo on the back that they're never gonna wear.
Fans love free stuff.
I've learned that. Like Angelo survived 35 years giving away free stuff.
Let me tell you, my favorite thing I used to do at the Sixers. I don't even know if they still do it at Sixers games, but they used to drop either t-shirts or something with a parachute.
Oh yeah,
from the top.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to love it.
So
used to love it three times.
You caught him?
Three times.
They do that with hot dogs, too.
Oh, yeah.
They did. And so when I had season tickets at the Sixers, mine were the first row on the second level, which I think is the best seat.
Yeah,
to
great
see Sixers
seats.
Game.
I remember. I bought those seats once.
Yes, you did. And what would make me nervous about the parachutes.
Notice I said I bought them. They didn't give them to me.
Did you buy them?
Of course I did.
Was it Lakers?
I don't think it was the Lakers. It was a good team, though.
Okay.
It was a good team.
Hopefully I gave them to you at cost.
Yeah, hopefully you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully you did.
You can make your whole season on Warriors-Lakers, you know. is when I would stand at the edge, I have a fear of heights. So even though there was no chance of me falling over the edge, grabbing the parachute, looking up at the parachutes made me nervous that I was going to fall over the edge.
I always like free stuff, man.
Yeah, who doesn't?
They shoot the t-shirts, you know. Yeah, I don't know. They don't do that at NFL games.
No, they don't.
No. Just take your money and say, we win again.
You listening, Jeffrey?
Yeah. No, in their media, at the Super Bowl, they charge $20 just to go buy the overpriced merchandise.
Oh, yeah, but that's the NFL.
Well,
they can.
They can.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. What? Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Thomas and Brumel, you're on WIP. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? So when you guys go, I guess you guys are first class, right? You guys
We're first class people. We don't fly in first class.
No.
Regular folk.
Can I tell you something, Thomas? Not first class, but boarding group 6.
And I was boarding group 8, but I was a seat behind Ike and Spike.
You know, Thomas, just let us have a minute here. When you're boarding group 6 or 8 and They don't even pay for you to be in a higher boarding group. You're not even getting your carry-on in the carry-on thing above.
No, we had to check, too.
Yeah, to check them. You know, we got to get here to do interviews, and it's just like, it's like, you know, I appreciate the paycheck, and I love Odyssey. You could have a little more respect for your top talent.
Yeah.
Boarding group 6 and boarding group 8. I understand Jack and 8, but you could get us into boarding group 4.
Yeah. By the way, why can Cowboy Jim, you know, he can usher.
And stewardess.
Stewardess Jim. He can take care of the flight home from New Orleans. Where was he today? That's my other question.
Right. No surprise first class.
It was a full flight. That did affect things. There was 5 people on Ikenai's flight home from New Orleans.
Yeah. Might recalibrate the credit you gave Stewardess Jim when you realized that he didn't really do anything.
No, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope you guys took Hugh's credit card or debit card or, you know. I hope it was at a huge expense, but
No, definitely not.
The Phillies. Now I'm an overthinker. So the other day when I saw Schwarber in left field, you don't see him playing the outfield at all in the regular season, do you? Because I don't even think he played last year. Maybe a couple.
He played first base.
Well, he played first base, but he played 3 games in the outfield last year, and he pulled his hamstring on the 3rd one, so we don't need him out there. And first base, he said himself, this isn't good for anyone. But yeah. He's over there a year older, so who's to say?
Yeah. And I get that, you know, this is his last year unless they re-sign him. I get that, you know, he has to do more maybe get a deal somewhere else. But yeah, I'm cool with him just DHing. We got Kepler, and I'm hoping he does well. What keeps me up at night is Taiwan Walker still on the team. I think it was like late in the year. They had, you know, he gave up 7 runs. You know, I can't believe he's still on this team. Like, I'm afraid that something's going to happen to where they have Walker as the 5th starter, or he's the first pitcher coming out of the bullpen. So I don't need any of that. And the lineup. I really believe that Schwarber needs to come out of the first spot and go down to 3. Turner, Harper, Schwarber, and then Max is probably like 6 or 7. Do you agree?
Wait, who do you want hitting cleanup?
Boom. Boom there just to kind of see, you know. Maybe he's more productive, and maybe we can get a trade for him, maybe. I don't know if he's more valuable in a trade.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Thomas. I think let's, like, not overthink things. Let's put the guy that hits the home runs at 4. Let's put the fast guy at 1. Let's put our best hitter at 2 behind the fast guy.
And put the best bat or a bat-to-ball guy at 3?
At 3. Let's just do that.
Also,
we don't need all these trick plays where Schwarber's hitting leadoff and Bohm's hitting 4, and let's stop making this more difficult than it is. Let's put the guy that hit home runs at 4, the bat-to-ball guy at 3, the best hitter at 2, and let's put the fast guy at 1. And let's just – the guy who hit 300 and steal some bases. Let's stop reinventing the wheel here. I don't think that is the part of the team we need to be – inventive about.
By the way, to ease any tension, I mean, Taiwan's the 7th starter, and by the way, like...
Well, who's 6?
Well, it's going to be Painter. I mean...
Well, I mean, the one thing he said is true. Taiwan is an injury away from being the 5th starter.
Right, but and I got to be honest, I don't think he's not going to be as bad as he was last year. He's already up to 94. Like, he was throwing 89 last year.
You trying to get him traded now?
I'm not telling you he's great. I'm telling you that I think if he made 10 starts, he would pitch to a 4-4.5 ERA. And he'd give you 6 innings. Like, I just...
6 innings?
That's what he does. That's what Taiwan Walker at his peak does. He's not like... It's not going to be...
At his peak, Taiwan Walker...
But 2 years ago, that's what he did.
Is 4 1/3 in 5 innings.
No, no.
And 5 runs. No. Let's be honest.
It was last year's Taiwan. He's up 5 ticks.
What is going on with the radar guns down here that everyone is throwing 5 miles an hour faster than they were last year?
You don't think Sanchez's 98? What about Lizardo?
Doesn't it sniff? Isn't it a little weird? Everybody's throwing that much harder this early in spring training.
But does that make you worry that Wheeler was sitting like 94 today?
Oh, yeah.
94, 95?
Well, at some point, I'm not trying to put this into the universe.
Oh, here we go.
Well, no, Zach Wheeler's, what, 34?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he will slow down. He will not have it anymore, you know. And he looked great last year, but this is a guy who was basically a half year pitcher every year for the Mets, and has put more miles on himself in the last four years. He's been on the Phillies for 4 years.
Yep.
Last four years with the Phillies than he probably did in the entire first part of his career. You know, at some point, and he's a guy that throws hard.
Well, sure.
At some point, you know, he's gonna hit that wall. We have three more years with him, right?
This is the first year of his extension, so yeah.
Yeah.
This year and then two more.
Yeah.
My one thing on Wheeler is that we've also seen a lot of aces that age. Like Scherzer's been good until the last 2 years.
Yep.
Verlander won a Cy Young at 39.
Yep, 39.
So he seems like one of those guys that ages well. 215.
I'll put anything past these athletes nowadays, man.
Well, that's why we gave a running back $36 million guaranteed.
Why are you so upset about that if it doesn't hurt the cap? Who cares? It's not my money.
Yeah.
I love Saquon.
It doesn't sound like you love him that much.
Yeah, well, I do. He's my favorite player on the team. My favorite 26 in the history of the city. But I think it's a mistake.
How?
Because, like,
if it doesn't prevent them from signing anyone else, who cares? It's Jeffrey Lurie's cash.
We'll see. They added another year to a running back that had an unbelievable amount of workload last year. I think if we're halfway through next year and he's not, if he's, God forbid, hurt, don't want him to be hurt, but, like, we're going to look at this and say, why did they extend him when they didn't need to?
That's there. I mean, it's there, but it's one of those exceptions. I was shocked that they did it.
I could tell.
I was shocked that they did it with a running back, but... I mean, like you said, if it doesn't really – if Howie has worked this out through the salary cap and it's not going to stop them from keeping Zach Bond or Becton or going to get him Myles Garrett or maybe signing Milton Williams, like if there's not something tangible that we see there that we can say, well, man.
If we didn't do this.
Yeah, if we didn't do this, we would have been able to do this. Because we do know that Saquon is the – listen, he's catapulted himself to being the best player on the team.
Yeah, he's the face of the offense.
Yeah.
My only thing is, and it's
offense.
Not the team.
He's the face of the team.
My only
with Jalen. No.
No, no, no.
Yes, Jalen is a Super Bowl MVP.
Now, my only thing, and not to compare the players, but he did this with Alshon. After they won the Super Bowl,
he did,
and that was an albatross.
That was an albatross.
That it didn't sink the team, but it hamstrung them for a little bit. So, listen, I don't think it's going to happen. It just it feels like a little early when he's under contract for two more years.
To me, I just keep going back to. I think rarely would I say this. You owe it to him.
If the Eagles went,
he carried the team last year.
If the Eagles went to him with this. And maybe we'll never know. Maybe the Eagles will tell us. I can see how he's sort of telling us how this plays out. Because he'll be asked that at some point. Like, was this something that Saquon's side initiated? Or is it something that the team initiated?
I could also see it going this way. They could say, hey, Saquon, we want more cap space this year.
That's
We'd love to extend
at.
You.
That's what I'm getting at.
And Saquon's team going, yeah, you could do it. But here's what it's going to cost you. And there's only so many players on the team they can do that with. They can't do it with AJ now. They can't do it with Devontae. They just did it last year. you know, Lane Johnson's one guy. If they're trying to – if in essence they're trying to double down on the next year or two, not by signing Saquon, but by getting that cap number
down. They're
trying
to get some cap space, yeah.
Then if you're Saquon, why are you going to do it unless you're saying – this is the last contract I'm signing. I need to make all my money now. You want to lower my cap hit, I'm happy to do it. Here's what it's going to cost you.
Let me tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if this thing somehow turns into basically they guaranteed Saquon's money the rest of the way. Because the first contract was $36
million. For 24 guaranteed.
Yeah. Right. But if you just basically give him the $36 million.
Yeah, you're making 12 more million guaranteed.
12
yeah.
more, but that doesn't account for the other 36 that they guaranteed in this extension.
And again, it is new money, right?
It's new money. So they extended him 2 years, $40 million.
They didn't take it from 24 to 36?
No, that's not what the report said. Because otherwise.
That's what I'm saying. We don't.
Yeah.
The wording of the contract. Something tells me They probably gave him a nice little bump.
Yep.
They gave him a bump, but they more or less guaranteed
money that, that wasn't guaranteed there. And I guarantee they lowered his cap hit.
Yeah, oh, it definitely lowered the cap hit.
Yep.
And that's why I believe that that's what I was leaning to with what you kind of said, Spike. If the Eagles are going to him with that, this is in a way to benefit them from a cap standpoint.
Yeah, and I bet they played hardball on what the number was.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, is they're like, okay, but my guy is never going to sign another big contract.
Right.
This is the last contract he's probably going to sign of meaning. He's got to make all the money that he could make.
Yeah.
All right. If you're like Jack.
I was reading this thing, as this joker just got $52 million in a year.
Listen, they can still get Myles Garrett. I'm thrilled. Like, I'm all about maximizing the next 2 years.
So I'm saying, I'm wondering if that's what they were doing it for, or is it to create space to keep maybe one of their
other guys.
You know, one of their guys.
Because Jalen Carter's after next year.
Yeah.
If you're like Jack and you hate Saquon and hate the extension, 215-592-9494.
And if you're like Spike and guarantee that Bryce Harper didn't want to move in the lineup
because
of a contract extension.
If you're like Jack and you're only down 12 and not 20, 215-592-9494.
Way closer to 20 and you know that.
Okay, all right. Coming up next, Howie talked about sex on a podcast.
Huh? Yeah. Maybe he's feeling himself too much.
Yes. Well, not if he's talking about sex, he's feeling somebody else. Hey, yo. That's coming up next. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I cry right out. Heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say? Let me say. Hold it down. I'm 6 feet from. WIP afternoon show. They like Spike and Fritz. Fran, was that on time? We can't tell here.
You guys all felt like a second.
Oh.
It was funny, damn. Though. Back here, at least.
Well, maybe we'll try to get one of the get that cord for next time that we had try to find. Yeah. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you like the Eagles giving Saquon Barkley a contract extension? 88.5% say yes. 11.5%, the Jack Fritz portion, say no. 215-592-9494. Stewardess Jim, you're in WIP. What's up, brother?
Yeah, you were way off on the singing. Did you get that money back yet? Jesus. Anyway, listen, you know that term being thrown under the bus? I guess I'm being thrown under the airplane now.
Well, yeah.
How?
Welcome to the show.
I mean, you did something really easy, and you got too much credit for it, and now the chickens come home to roost, buddy.
I had alcohol for them taken care of on the way down. Coming back, alcohol, first class, no problem. So to your listening audience out there, okay, wow, somebody put me in first class? What a great guy.
You are a great guy. But they did that at first. Yeah. But then you called every show.
Yes, that's where we turned on you.
Yeah,
you called
everyone.
The other show complaining about me and Jack.
I didn't complain. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you have the recording of it anywhere? I don't have it anywhere. Well, anyway, listen, Cowboys are making the right moves right now. Coming at you guys, so be careful.
Shut up.
Coming at you.
What are you talking
coming
about?
Coming at us with what?
Yeah. Still haven't extended Michael
Cowboys
Parsons.
Are like the third best team in the division.
No, they'll be second best.
Nah.
Commanders are frauds.
Amazing.
Commanders are frauds. Hey, listen, next time you go on a flight, just let me know when you're going, and then I can tell the crew what to do so they can take
Thursday
care of you.
Thursday morning, American Airlines. Jack, let's turn his chin
first flight out of Tampa.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where we'll be.
I will find out who's on there, and if I know them, they'll take care of me.
All right, just let them know that I like to go to the bathroom while we're going to the runway.
Just one boarding group three.
Jack, just let me just tell you something. When you get up to go to the bathroom while the plane is moving, my job is to call the captain and tell him that someone is in the bathroom. He then has to stop the airplane. stop it. And we have to wait for you to come out of the bathroom while the entire airport knows that you're in the bathroom.
Well, good for you. I'm a quick goer.
Yeah, which probably means you didn't wash your hands. So
I did. No, I've been bullied into washing my hands.
Well, I heard him not wash his hands once at work. So
that's not true.
It is true.
No,
I was in the stall. I heard you leave right
you're
away.
You're full.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you. So Howie Roseman was on Todd McShay's podcast, which is now part of the Ringer podcast network.
Shields Home.
And by the way, I've been told on Shields' podcast that me and my podcast was disrespected by two of his guests recently.
Which guests?
The producer and some guy he had on to talk about baseball. I don't know the guy. I saw the guys.
Would never be me.
No, it certainly wasn't you. You weren't invited on.
I've been on multiple times. Oh, thank you.
But not this time. Anyway, Howie was on Todd McShay's podcast. And why don't we do the sex analogy he did first, friend?
I think for me, the first, is this PG rated or PG-13?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah. So I'd say like the first one's almost like, can I say this, Bob?
Yes,
can we delete this? Is this live? You don't know what I'm saying?
You can be
it's,
you.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second
perfect.
Time.
That's actually great.
The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this. And so I would say, and Bob just had sex for his first time a couple weeks ago. So I think that, you know, maybe he could talk about the first time again. But I think that this one, now the game was a little different, you know, and we're fortunate about that. But I think this one, it was more fun. It was like less of a relief, less of like just like, all right, I got one, like I can check that box off, and more like, let's enjoy it, let's have fun, understanding a little bit better how to celebrate it.
How do you feel about when Howie acts cool?
Well, I mean, listen, he's peacocking right now.
He is.
So to the victor goes the spoils.
I guess so.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So that's...
I do understand the analogy, I guess.
No,
when I have sex the second time, I'm going to find out if he's right.
I understand the analogy. I prefer him not use that analogy.
Yeah. How are you using the analogy?
Yeah. I didn't know he was like a dog in bed.
Yeah. Second time, he's really working at it.
Yep.
So he's feeling pretty good about himself right now. So.
That quote made me more nervous about the Saquon.
Exactly. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. That's when he starts busting out the toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What?
This guy. Get this guy in South
always
Florida.
One step.
Yeah.
One step too far.
Always one step too far with it.
Yep, absolutely. That's my nickname. So so Howie also talked about the now famous, you know, Andy Reid used to be the king of the bye week in Philadelphia and always won the game after the bye. But this bye week is the biggest bye week in Philadelphia Eagles history. Howie spoke about the big week 5 bye week for the Eagles this year.
We are going to have adversity, whether you and I have it with our jobs and how it affects our life or during the course of the season. I mean, we were 2-2. We went into the bye week coming off a 1-6. So, what were we, 3-8 over our last 11 games? And everyone was burying us. And that week, that bye week, everyone got together and said, all right, we have too good of a team. We have too many good people. How are we fixing it? And it wasn't like your fault, your fault, your fault. It was like, we got to fix this.
Yeah.
It's too good of an opportunity. And I think that if you don't have the right people, that comes into finger pointing. And that comes into, it ain't my fault. You know, you got to fix this. You got to fix this. And when I look back at our season, that moment, and you go into this, and you know this, you go into the season, you go, week 5 bye. Gosh, it's freaking still warm in freaking Philly.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to go away, it's going to be the same weather wherever I go away. Like, this stinks, you know? It was the best thing that happened to us.
I'll tell you what that bye week did. Mm-hmm. It cost Jeffrey Lurie $36 million in guaranteed money to Saquon Barkley. Because that is ultimately the... They won the Super Bowl, and that was the birth of this extension was that bye week.
Yeah, it seems like an awful lot went on during that bye week from a collaborative standpoint. Guys needing to show that they'd be willing to compromise and be flexible and change some things. And like he said, I think it took all of them. It took all of them, right, to be a part of that. It wasn't just the coaches. It was the players. He had talked offensively, defensively. They knew that they needed to tackle better. Nick Sirianni, not only did he change course as far as what the identity and philosophy would be of the offense moving forward, but also the identity and the philosophy of the team, where it wasn't just about talking about being a physical team. They actually put it into practice, literally into practice, right? And they became a better tackling team. They became a much better blocking team. Like, the practices were harder. They were a little longer, a little more detail-oriented. Like, you gotta have enough conviction, first and foremost. And you also got to have the trust of your players. But he had to have a conviction in making these changes in order to get them to buy into it. And they bought into it, and they saw the results. Now, it's a lot easier to buy into change when things aren't going well.
Yep.
All right, when things aren't going well.
Sure.
And so they were able to do it, and my goodness, I've thrown this stat at Jordan my lot of the last couple of times he's been on with this, because it's just an amazing stat when you think about it. I think we forget sometimes how many games they ran off. They literally won 16 of the next 17 games they played.
And the one was when Hurts was hurt. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's crazy to think after the way they looked the first 4 weeks of the season.
Yes, which was iffy. It felt like we were in store for a 9-8.
10-7 yeah, type of team.
We fight the entire year about who's good and who's not
it's
good.
Crazy.
So, 215-592-9494.
Yeah, get Saquon $36 million.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, screw it.
I mean, when you think about it.
Yeah.
He's phased the team. Phased the team.
Marlin in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP.
Cowboys fan.
Yep.
Man, first time caller. I'm a first time caller, bro. And you the first time I ever heard Spike Eskin. But anyway,
oh boy.
I just called because I just think, you know, they should have gave Saquon it, because if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be a season. Anyway, so good. Good job.
Agree.
Anyway, I think we should stop just giving Howie his flowers because he did that, because of the fact that he didn't put no money in the defense anyway last year. So he was on a hope and a prayer.
Players in the defense.
Also,
he drafted players.
Yeah, he actually drafted players.
I'm going to hit you with something. You know, when 2-2, when Nick shaved his hair off, he pulled the Joel. You'll learn about that one day when you go home, or we at the family barbecue and we just start talking. But he got his blessing. Thank God for that, for Nick. But anyway, Jack, you don't put nobody on when they got a comment about Attaboy. So
that's true. He doesn't like Bryce Harper comments.
I ain't gonna say no name. But listen, all that we keep pointing out what Trey need to do this year, and I get that. He does need to get on his job. But Attaboy need to step it up, too. Because I think
what kind of numbers are you looking for from Attaboy? Being derogatory.
What I'm going to say is they have great players, and Rob Thompson is a great manager. But we not taking all the criticism from WIP and Attaboy. This guy put a fanatic on his wherever he put it at, and don't color it in, and then turn around. You know what I'm saying? So let's not beat up our great players.
Bryce is a great player.
Well, you was the first one, and I will quote, we don't play for MVPs when Joel Embiid got an MVP. Well, we don't just play for MVPs.
Yeah, Jack, what do you think of that?
We don't play for numbers.
Well,
we don't play for numbers. We need
He did win a pennant.
You know, Marlon, I'm looking at his stats, and you're making a lot of sense. Bryce Harper RBIs, 84, 65, 72, 87.
Yeah, all that matters.
87, 86. Yeah. Like, what are we talking
about?
Yeah,
when he missed the thumb.
Home runs, 13, 18, 21.
In that World Series, when it was a goose egg on the board, I think Bryce Harper was swinging. Now, had he got a home run and nobody else did, then it's okay to criticize others. But I think when that zero was up there, he did nothing either. So that's why the other players is still in some type of way. That's why
I'm happy
Joel Embiid is doing what he's doing to get better. Got his 190.
Joel Embiid's doing what he's doing to get better?
He is.
Yeah, he's playing so much.
Whatever he's doing to get better, he got paid. But your man want to get paid. Attaboy want to get paid. And he ain't did nothing yet.
This is why Marlins always last on the call board.
He did nothing yet.
I didn't know that.
Well, you're a Cowboys fan.
Maybe. Well, yes. I love Dallas. Yes, I do.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did you feel disgusting saying that?
I take my lumps, but I will say, y'all didn't put no money on that defense, and y'all got lucky last year. I will say that. So all that, I just heard the podcast.
Well, you can't have the best defense in the league and call it lucky, Marlon.
Well, he didn't have no money in it, and it just came to fruition.
The best general managers get the most out of the least. Your job as a general manager is to get the most value out of the money you spend. And if they spent the fourth least on defense and had the best defense, it means they did a good job.
Ike Reese said, I remember last year when the Eagles playing Miami. Well, Fangio, you know, his defenses, they do give up over 300 yards. Okay, I
didn't hear.
Or they didn't do it this year.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, so you didn't have the person last year.
See, y'all know I listen to y'all. I love y'all, and I listen to all the shows. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're not listening to a Dallas station.
You know nothing about sports, but I got you.
Well, you made some points, though.
No, you don't.
He made some points.
No, you really don't.
Thank you.
But listen, Marlon, Vegas gave y'all a blessing.
All right.
Vegas gave y'all a blessing.
All right. Thank you, Marlon. I mean, you know, I'm just... You know, you say he has 900 OPS every year. I'm looking at the last 6 years. Two of the years he had a 900 OPS.
If you're going to not give him 898.
Is 900 900?
If you want to count his whole tenure, it's over.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's not any good.
Well, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benardi Jewelers. Don't settle
for... If he wins a title... Take your name off the show.
Oh.
And give me a week.
Oh.
These frauds.
Oh, well, maybe I'll be on paternity leave that week.
Yeah, well, that's not happening.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benardi Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Yeah, because I wouldn't take off when it's important. Don't.
Wait. It wasn't important.
Brought to you by Benardi Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benardi Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenardiJewelers.com.
Text line.
Who?
The BayCare ballpark crowd when Jack was announced as the hot dog shooter.
Oh, well.
They were?
Yeah. It's a fair point. Now, one person did notice. We heard one Trey Turner might have turned around and taken a look.
He's like, ah, damn it.
Yeah.
He's here again.
Everyone's like, stand up. All right, what's next?
Larry Boa assessing the Phil's rotation. Wheels is looking like wheels. Knowles is throwing great. Lizardo has ridiculous stuff. Walker has a uniform. Tim in Newark.
Yeah, sounds about right. What's next?
Nothing says insider of the year like going on WIP and admitting you're just guessing, only to, mere minutes later, complain that other reporters are just guessing. Alex in Lancaster.
The Elliot hypocrisy continues.
Yeah, I had him in shambles, man.
Well, it was not a good afternoon for him. We cut his hour down to 12 minutes.
Yeah, yep. He didn't like that.
No, I didn't like that. I love having Elliot on for an hour. It was just simply untenable today.
Maybe we'll have him in Thursday for an hour.
When we're back?
Yeah, it'd be a low-energy show.
Yeah, we'd love to have him back. Yeah, rile us all up. Maybe we might need him in for the 2 o'clock hour on Thursday.
Great. Lead the show.
Yeah, what's next?
Extensions being paid for past performance? I love those! Spike when it comes to Embiid and Saquon's deals.
He brought us a title.
What did Embiid did too?
Well, Embiid didn't brought us an MVP at least.
Thank God.
As many as Bryce here.
Yeah.
What's next?
And a Bennett.
The sounds of the old spring training remote. The cracks of the bats, the cheers, the seagulls. And who doesn't love the random people yelling, "Are you still on the air?" Mark in Montco.
That's classic.
Text line.
We need Mike to just start punching them.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say we could bring Taz down here, but Taz doesn't. Taz just stares at his phone while it happens.
Well, and there's no waitresses for him to talk to.
Whoa! I didn't know if I set it up that way, if you would do that.
On it. Yep. Put the man's business out there, man.
Nah, he's fine.
He's single.
Yeah,
he's single,
course.
Man.
Exactly.
Single and mingle, yeah. Man. Yeah. I got some stories for you about the old YSP test.
Oh, man. The guy can't get off the streets again.
Yeah, well. Let
you
me
can't
tell
get
you.
Off the streets.
No, he's a sales guy.
Oh, okay, okay.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's one way you could take what he said.
With, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh. Poor Towns. I love Towns.
Now I'm...
Well, we don't have street teams anymore.
Yeah, so, no, so we're good. We're good. Doesn't exist. Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, we will have Bryce Harper joining us at 3:30.
Yep. And make sure he doesn't listen to the show today.
Yes. Trey Turner joins us at 2:30. And just so you know, Bryce, if you're listening, it was really the callers. I was just piling on.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Trey Turner will join us at 2:30. Bryce Harper, 3:30. Preston Mattingly, Phillies GM, will join us at 4:30. We'll be back here at Baycare Ballpark.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I have such a problem with it. I want to say daycare every time.
Nah, daycare's dead, hopefully.
Thanks to the Phillies. Thank you, John Brazier, for making sure everything
JB.
Worked fine. Thanks to Mike Angelina here at the stadium engineering for us. Thank you to Fran back there at the studio. And we will talk to you tomorrow. TK is next. TK is going to spit fire about something. Maybe it's about the Saquon extension. I don't know. But the TK show will be good. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.